coming across this, I found a quote from Newt Rockne, which in my mind is the Notre Dame football coach. It says, make the present good and the past will take care of itself. The price of success is perseverance. Our greatest glory lies not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. Avoiding failure is not practical, because everybody is going to fail from time to time. Even Eric. Can I get an amen, Jamie? Okay. Proverbs 24, verse 16 says, for a righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of calamity. We notice the difference between what happens when a man says to himself, I have failed three times, and what happens when he says, I am a failure. Overcoming the failure syndrome is coming third, exhausted but excited, because you came in fifth last year. We say to ourselves, maybe we didn't achieve the kind of success that we were looking for, but it is still better than we did the year before. The difference between greatness and mediocrity is often how an individual views a mistake. Another quote, and I believe it's by Winston Churchill, and it says, I've learned that everyone wants to live on top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it. You see, that is what makes the view from the top so special. Tom Landry, Chuck Knoll, and Bill Walsh accounted for 9 of the Super Bowl victories from 1974 to 1989. What else do they have in common? They also had the worst record of first-year head coaches at the time. They became winners because they didn't fall into the failure syndrome. Next, there must be a dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 16, verse 3 says, commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. Proverbs 16, 9 says, the mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5 says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. There are different ways to fail to commit whatever we do to the Lord. Some people commit their work, but only on the surface. They say the project is being done for God, but in reality, they are doing it for themselves. Others give God temporary control of their interest, only to take control back the moment things stop going their way. Still others commit a task fully to the Lord, but put forth no effort themselves. And then they wonder why they do not succeed. We must maintain a delicate balance between trusting God as if everything depended on Him, while working as if everything depends on us. Think of a specific effort in which you are involved in right now. Have you committed it to the Lord? Finally, we apply diligence with an attitude to win. Proverbs 21, verse 5 says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. Faithful completions of ordinary, everyday tasks is a great accomplishment. Such work is patiently carried out according to a plan. Diligence does not come natural to most people. It is as a result of strong character. Do not look for quick and easy answers. Be a diligent servant of God. Matthew 11, verse 12 says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. In studying this scripture, I found a few different views, as you might imagine, about this particular verse. However, I believe that it tells us that entering God's kingdom takes courage, unwavering faith, determination, and endurance, because of the growing opposition leveled at Christians. Looking forward, my hope for myself and each one of us is that as we begin the new year, we will focus on making Christ-centered plans with a desire for what God wants to do in each of our lives. As a result, we will allow the vision that God is giving to us in each of these areas cause us to grow to new levels. Hopefully, at the end of this year, we will be able to say, my relationship with the Lord has deepened and matured. My marriage has grown. My family is more secure. My involvement and commitment to this church has grown. My gifts and ministries are being exercised, and I have a good testimony at work, school, or play, where I am a witness for God. The plans of a righteous man will cause these things to happen for you in the coming year. God bless you, and God bless us all. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you today looking forward to the new year and not looking back. We come to you to give our lives to you, knowing that you will guide our steps. We accept your gift of this new year and depend on you to help us do exactly what you want. In Jesus' name, amen.